I'm going to call this meeting of the City Council of Junction City to order on this Tuesday, August the 24th, 2021, at 6:30 PM for council work session. And ask everyone to rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And now do roll call. Councilor Ken Wells.
Here.
Councilor John Gamby. Councilor Sandy Thomas.
Yes, here.
Councilor Andrea Senega.
Here.
Councilor Sid Washburn.
Here.
Councilor Karen Leach.
Here.
I'm going to make glasses up. I guess I'll have to do without them. Sorry about that. And?
You want mine that I can't see?
No, I can see. It's just the fine print I might have some trouble with, but thank you for the offer. The first item on our agenda is the council policies and rules. And I would assume that is going to be either Jason or our attorney, Carrie Conley.
So I'm going to take kind of first crack at it a little bit here. Because with this, we weren't really sure how to approach, bring this back to the council. Because there was a lot of discussion, a lot of requests for other information. And typically, I know Carrie likes to present something in a nice, neat, tidy package and saying, okay, you know, here you go. Unfortunately, with the council rules, I think from my standpoint, I'd like to see more of an input from the council first before we bring something back to the council to work through. So that's why you'll see attached to the deal tonight, City of Crestwell, Harrisburg, LaGrande, Mount Angel, and Port Orford, their council rules. I think there was requests for some of these, and some of them the attorney's office put in there to kind of give you guys a kind of a broad picture of what different rules look like. If that council wants to kind of pick one or pick some parts of ones, you know, to put together in your guys' own, we're more of looking for you guys, what do you want to see in your rules? What is it you're trying to address? So we can make sure we're tailoring whatever it is to what you want versus what we're saying, here you go. We don't want to feel like, you guys to feel like we're saying you must have rules X, Y, Z. You know, so that's why we really don't have a true draft for you guys to consider tonight. So we're looking for some direction, some input, feedback, what you guys like, what you don't like. If there's something that none of these cover, you want to see covered, you know, that kind of thing. Would you agree with that, Carrie?
Yeah, Jason, thanks. So what I was going to, just a little bit of background I could add to that is that of these, our office had something to do with the City of Crestwell and the City of Mount Angel. But each of those had started with their own either prior set of rules that we tried to bring more conformance into their charter or address their actual standard procedures. Or they had, like you're doing right now, kind of directed staff to say, here are the things we, please address all the normal stuff, but here are some special areas that we would like to have some rules in place so we know how to proceed moving forward. So if there could be a set that, as Jason was saying, a set that really jumps out at you, like this is, oh, I'm sorry. And the other thing I was going to say is that when I provide rules, and to Junction City in the past, I've provided always at least three sets because I've tried to do a very simple set, a kind of middle of the road set, and then a more comprehensive set so that you could see the range of options you have available to you. And so with that said, now I turn it over to you or Jason to conduct the discussion kind of point us towards a set you might like, but with additional provisions from others, or ones that you just want us to draft, you know, out of thin air, which is not a problem at all.
I have a question. This is Beverly Fiesick. The charter, the city charter, has some of the things that we have to follow. And they kind of, what is in the charter, I didn't really see in any of these. I mean, there was, you know, you could take like one part of something from, say, the city of Coburg, or, but to get something that follows our charter as well, I didn't see anything that really caught my eye. So I'd like to, I guess, ask the rest of the council if they did, because, like I say, we are bound by the city charter and the bylaws.
Right. Never fear. Well, so first off, you've identified City of Junction City has a slightly unique form of mayor, you know, mayor-council arrangement. Anything that you like, we would, of course, modify it to reflect your charter. And the one piece of your charter that's really critical is that it specifically says that, you know, you're going to conduct meetings and business in accordance with your rules. So I am in full favor of getting those rules in place, since we really don't have anything.
Okay. When you say we don't have anything, what have we been following all these years?
There's sort of a hodgepodge of minor. There's a little bit in the code that talks about regular, special, and emergency meetings. Mm-hmm. There's some delegation to the city administrator. We've got, you know, pieces of contracts that kind of fill in. You've got different policies, but there's no comprehensive set of rules that address all of those in one place, which is, you know, definitely something that I advocate for.
I'm surprised there was something. I know 20 years ago when I was mayor, we had something in place, because I remember reading it, but I couldn't find, of course, I haven't kept anything from that long ago, and I haven't, I couldn't remember exactly, but it was something that was a city council policies and rules. I remember that, because this caught my eye, because that's what, yeah. So there, you didn't,
I wonder, I don't, Russell Pope filled with the primary attorney at that time.
Uh-huh.
But I know, as long as I've been doing trainings, I've been saying, let's address this charter provision.
Okay, all righty. Okay, I've had my say. Now, rest of the council, feel free. This is a work session, so you don't have to wait on me.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
And the way I understood it is, we have our city charter that we have to follow, but we can change different policies and rules if we so choose as a council.
As long as they're not contained in the charter, yes.
Yes, okay, yeah, okay. Thank you, I think.
This is Karen Leach speaking. I read all of it. And what I did was kind of mark the things that I thought were good ideas. And I don't know if, you know, for each thing. And one of them was that a lot of the things that Cresswell had, I liked. And a lot of the things that Port Orford had, too, were good. And I kind of, where they all kind of said they went by Robert's Rules of Order in the meetings, and that's kind of self-explanatory, how to handle yourself and that. So that would be in there, I guess, with policies, how to behave yourself, who runs the meetings, and that kind of stuff. But one of the things that I really liked was in Cresswell's was about the special meetings. You know, you kind of hear about it, or this is the way it's going to be, but I really liked it. It was in the policies, this is what you do. And you can have a meeting as long as you give 24 hours notice. And that was, I thought, was something that was really important to be in there. And it said, the other thing that I liked was only a majority of the council shall determine an absence is unexcused. The absence of a member of the council shall be recorded in the minutes as either excused or unexcused. And that's another thing that's been kind of vague. If somebody misses so many meetings, what happens? You know, it, you've heard, well, then they, the council can say something, but nothing's done. And so I think it's a good thing that should be written in. I don't know. Like I said, I just...
I thought that was a very good one also.
Yeah. And there was agenda and order of business that Cresswell had was, I mean, I thought was really good. Any counselor may have an item placed on the council agenda in accordance with the provisions of section 4.1, blah, blah, blah. But I thought that was really self-explanatory, too. We've talked about it. We talked about it when I was on the council, but there was never anything written down. You know, Jason said, if a counselor wants something on the agenda, it comes first. It, you know, no matter what, if a counselor wants something on the agenda, that's first. But there was never anything written down about it, you know, that I know of. Do you? That says that a counselor... No, this was... But I think it's important that it should be...
Oh, you know, absolutely. We can be reinforcing the council rules, but we do have...
You know what I mean?
It's like a resolution that states exactly what I said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because I remember we talked about this years ago, and I thought, that's such a good thing. Code of Ethics, I thought that was really great in Cresswell's. It's Section 8. It explains exactly what is meant by Code of Ethics and what a counselor is expected to do and all that. The other thing, I thought it was interesting, it's not what's in our charter, but I thought it was really interesting that a motion fails in the event of a tie. And I know in our charter, the mayor breaks the tie. And that's the way it is, unless you want to put the out for a vote to the people. But I thought, how interesting, because when you have a tie vote, that means there needs to be a lot more discussion on an item. And I thought, that is a great way to handle it. Either they can bring it up again and talk about it, or it dies. And I thought, wow, that is, like I said, never a tie vote is not good. And to me, it's like, you need more discussion, you need to talk about it more. But it doesn't, it did, what do you guys think of the rest? I mean, I don't know, I could talk all night.
Go ahead, no, I've already spoken.
This is Andrea. I think I like the part about the tie vote. To me, I feel the same way as Karen does, that a tie vote means there, nothing's tipping the scale at that point, and there's that should speak loud and clear for itself. Something needs to be more discussed, or it needs to be tabled, or something else. You know, I know a lot of stuff is, you know, unanimous vote. Well, that's because it's been presented, there's facts and evidence to support, and so a tie vote, I think, in my opinion, should either be tabled as it's just not passing, or we need to come back. We need to then make a decision to bring it back with more facts or evidence in favor of or whatever we're trying to do. I was going to say, I like the city of LeGrand's, where you go down to number, they're not pages, just city of LeGrand. How it has, you know, the work session wrote out. And I think every one of them does executive session and the agendas. I'm kind of getting concerned. Some nights our agendas are 20 plus things. And I think we probably should prioritize our agendas. Maybe narrow it down so we don't have so much stuff, so we have that time to talk about things a little bit more. We have time for questions, clarification, and we're not moving too quickly. I think I've probably been a good example of, you know, sometimes I feel a little uncomfortable. I feel like I have some more questions, or maybe while we're discussing stuff, more things come up. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to either have the time to focus on that. So I'm in favor of, like, maybe having, like, the Grand has it, out, you know, done out here, like, they're, how they do things, which is good. But I think we need to, and we do a lot of this, but I think we need to just narrow our agendas down to not be so busy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how anybody else feels about that, but I would rather, you know, we put some stuff off a little bit and talk about what's more important. Go ahead, Jason.
So, not to be a stick in the wheel on this a little bit, because 99% of it I have no problem with, but there are times of the year where that won't work.
Right.
You know, like around budget time specifically, where there's a lot of things that have to get done. And I don't... The second meeting in the month has had a variety of meetings depending on who is sitting in the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks want it as reserved only for work sessions, like we're doing tonight. At one point, it was also intended to be, like, let's say you had 20 items on your agenda that first meeting of the month, and kind of like Planning Commission, they have a certain time where they got to stop and consider if they want to continue. It was saying, okay, once the council hit a certain time, like 8:30, so let's say after 2 hours, then whatever wasn't done on the agenda got pushed to that second meeting of the month. That business got tabled or carried to the second meeting. So, you know, that way it gave the council a little more time. It didn't feel like it was pressured because they knew, well, if we don't get through it all, we can slide it to that second meeting of the month. And there's never business from staff standpoint where 2 more weeks makes a difference,
mm-hmm.
as far as getting things done or what, you know. It's sometimes having to push things off a month or two
can be.
That then causes problems.
Yeah.
Especially like budget related stuff. You know, yeah. Those have to happen in a certain time.
And I totally understand the budget part of it because, yeah, that kind of comes down to the wires on a lot of things. But, and I probably should have brought an agenda because I kept one out that I think we were here kind of late one night. And I thought, you know, we have a lot of little stuff on it that went very quickly, and this went to the committee, and committee supported, and, you know, just mm-hmm. moving on, like road closures for, you know, a run or something simple that we know nothing's changed from the years past. I'm all for at the work sessions, if we do take, like, maybe a half hour or 15 minutes and just boom, 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 get those easy ones done, and then work on our work session instead of trying to cram too much stuff in at once so that our, like, hot topics, I guess I don't know what to call it, our hot topics or whatever, that we have time to spend and that everybody has a good, clear understanding and has all their questions asked and everybody feels comfortable voting at the time. I don't think we should put a time on it that at 9 o'clock or 8:30.
No.
We're all adults. We can all stay up as late as we want. But, except for this one.
We're big.
But
I got it. You know, let me throw it as maybe something for the council to consider. Because part of what can help with the feast or famine, so to speak, on the agenda is, from a staff standpoint, knowing we have X amount of time. Not saying we can't go past that, but from our planning standpoint. So what if maybe the council looks at saying for the 2 meetings each month, we tentatively say 2-hour block. So 2 hours for the first meeting of the month, 2 hours for the second meeting of the month, that tentatively, which be subject to change in whatever the council would like to do, we're saying the first one is a straight business meeting like we do today, but we know the second one, maybe it's a 50-50 split. You know, just from a planning standpoint, saying, okay, an hour of it can be regular business,
okay.
And then an hour of it work session. That could be subject to change depending on the needs for that month, but from a planning standpoint, so that way staff, instead of us coming, okay, we've got to get all this done in July, so we're going to shove 25 things on this agenda,
mm-hmm.
we can say, well, you know, We know we can get through 15 of those in 2 hours. Because staff, we have a pretty good sense of when things are going to be a little more hotly debated than other things. And so we can split them up saying, okay, we can put these 15 here, and then we get our other, these 10 that we know that are just those quick ones, we'll put it for that first hour in the, on the work session. Does that make sense? It let us kind of help get it split up a little bit so it's not as, you know, you're not having to make the judgment every meeting on, crap, how long do I want to stay here tonight?
Yeah.
Staff, we, you know, we can give that a little better block, but it could go as long as it needs to or as short as it needs to.
Yeah.
So, that's something we're thinking about, I think.
I think that's a great idea, Andrea. The other thing, if you have that kind of stuff at the beginning of the meeting, if you know, the regular council meeting, and get all that stuff done and then go into the work session, because we can stay as long as we want in a work session too. And so, you know, in a council meeting, when it's on the agenda, you want to get it done. You know, and if it's 8:30, 9:30, you don't want to leave and not do everything on the agenda. But if you do something like this, I think that's a good idea. I really do. So, and maybe get more things done.
Am I hearing that you want a time limit as to how long we'll be here? Or
no, one other thing is from a planning standpoint, from an execution, from a planning standpoint, we just, you know, if you look at, like, tonight's agenda,
right,
it's got time estimates on there.
Yeah, and I never have liked those.
Yeah.
I don't like, because I feel like that we look at that and think, whether we realize it or not, oh, I've only got 30 minutes to do this. I only have 10 minutes.
Yeah, but from a staff standpoint, it needs to be there.
Why?
We have some staff that if you don't give them a time limit, they'll talk until the cows come home.
Oh, no, that's up to the chair to shut them up.
And in the 16 years I've been here, I've never seen chair shut staff down ever. So
they haven't been doing their duty then, apparently.
Since 2006, I've never seen it happen. But that's neither here nor there. Whether you put time on there or not, you're still looking at, from staff, we're going to estimate how much time do we think this will take,
mm-hmm.
and can still fit it within, you know, that two-hour block, whether you put time on there on the side or not. That's
I've never paid any attention to it. Ever.
But, you know what I mean? But then, you know, from a planning standpoint, not from a, okay, it's 8:30, we've got to pack up and go home. No, what we're saying is, staff, we're going to have our own goal of saying, we're going to, you know, only recommend 2 hours worth of stuff. Now, the council can do whatever it wants, but from a staff standpoint, that's more direction to staff than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a hard set limit on the council in any way, shape, or form. No more so than it is today.
Well, I think it's good to have the time. I mean, you know, it doesn't, for just personally speaking, it doesn't bother me, but it gives a good idea. Like, we have a good amount of time to spend talking about this. You know, if we take something that's on here for 30 minutes and we run it an hour and a half, maybe it's because we need to get some more, like, as a council, we need more information, or we need something else presented to us or something else,
right.
And we need to maybe just move on to the next thing, because I don't think, I mean, if we have an agenda of 20 things and they're all 20 minutes to 30 minutes long, you know, we kind of need to have an idea of what's on there, move stuff, I think, quickly for the things that we can, and then spend, you know, the time talking about the stuff we need to talk about. But I think, you know, the times give us a good idea, and if we can't come up with, you know, something in that amount of time, I think we just need
And it comes a point in time, too, for staff who's attending, you know, they've already worked a full day.
Right.
And now we're here 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
Exactly.
Eventually, at some point, we could get, it could get
angry.
Yeah, it's just not very considerate.
So are you saying you don't like being with us here at night?
No, I'm more worried about some of the cranky people that sit across the house there. That started like 6:30 in the morning, and now we're here. You know,
yeah.
We have to go out here way past our bedtime. Yeah, no.
And you do. You got to consider, like, when the Public Works crew here, they do start an hour earlier than, right, 7
at
to 3:30. Yeah.
At 6:30.
Yeah, and so that's a long day for them. So we either need to provide dinner or,
yeah.
just be time conscious of the stuff we're going to be talking about, I think, is and that's, you know, I'm sure they would be happy if we did that too, especially if we had if we just packed a night full of public work stuff. One, Gary's going to have to talk that whole time, and two, you know, he's already put in a pretty long day, and he's got to get up again the next day and do it again, so.
Yeah. Well, and especially in those meetings, like, you know, let's say, because, like, picking on public works, it seems like they either have a ton of stuff or nothing.
Right.
You know, it's really,
yep.
But the way the policies are set now, it was first meeting of the month, staff has to be here whether you have something on the agenda or not. Mm-hmm. So now you got someone maybe sitting there for 2.5-3 hours.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know.
Yep. No, so. I get it. For sure. But I think that you have a good idea. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take away anything from the council.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, and like you say, there's nothing written in stone. I mean, I think that probably where you put your, you know, 30 minutes or whatever, but because you've been through this how many times on different subjects, and you know this ain't going to go, or this is going to go pretty fast, and I'm sure you're surprised if they go longer. You're usually pretty right on the button between you and Kitty. You know you've done this for 100 years.
Kitty's
so,
got it pretty well dialed in.
Yeah.
Very rarely is she off.
So, yeah. So I think that's a good thing to have in there, whatever.
So it kind of sounds like maybe starting with the City of LaGrande rules, maybe coming back, having, you know, unless there's some other sections some folks want. But maybe having Carrie taking LaGrand go through it, make the modifications that would fit our charter,
mm-hmm.
and then bring it back for the council to review just as a draft
yeah.
Junction City.
Was there something in Cresswell, too? That...
Or,
there was...
I said LaGrand, I meant Cresswell, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was...
I
like
Cresswell.
I said, Cresswell really impressed the heck out of me.
And they're closer to our size, even. They're population.
They're
close, yeah.
They're bigger than us, but...
Yeah.
Well, no. Let's see. Crestwell's. It said 5,540 when I.
Is it 8 now?
I thought they were 8.
Oh, they must. Okay, maybe they haven't updated their.
Yeah, they're like 8,900.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, because they're the one of the. They're smaller than us.
Crestwell's smaller.
Yeah.
Because they're the only one.
It's Cottage Grove is bigger than.
The Cottage Grove is bigger.
Cottage Grove. I knew.
Yeah, they used to be our city.
Yeah. We know the stuff, city. Jason. Yeah.
Well, my Surrey guy, he's the one that told me this. And Mount Angel was like 3,619.
Yeah, and I always think it's bigger. You know, and
yeah,
I don't
it's
know
just
why.
A little...
Now, I like the formatting of, like, Harrisburg and Mount Angel, how they formatted there.
Yes. Yep.
So maybe we can format it that way.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to navigate.
Yeah. Take Cresswell and shove it into one of those types of formats.
Yeah, Harrisburg sounded an awful lot like ours in parts of it. I thought, I didn't know who, yeah, anyway. I don't know about
Can I just repeat?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to repeat back what I think I'm hearing is, originally it was take City of LaGrand, but now I think I'm hearing Cresswell.
Yes, that's what I
was
going to
say.
Yeah, Cresswell was... a hit with me. I really like the and some of the things at Mount Angel too. You know, where they
I think I'm the one that said LaGrand, but did I have
what in Mount
there
Angel?
Was some good
I
stuff
can,
in LaGrand
I can
too.
I can do it.
There was a couple on LaGrand that I saw.
I could have been looking at the wrong one.
Well, none of them are bad.
No, they are.
Yes.
Governor Wells?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank Legal, and I want to thank Jason for having all the presentations we had tonight. Were fabulous. I sat down to read these, and it kind of surprised me because it took 3 times as much time as I thought it was going to be because there's a lot of good stuff here. And I think on what we're working on, to do this right, we need to take the time to do it right, and let's use the key points from as many cities as possible. But I do like Cresswell. I like how specific it is. I like how they're detailing what they want to do. And there's no question the responsibilities and expectations of the mayor, the council, the staff,
mm-hmm.
it's well laid out. And we were talking about time and the schedule and the agenda. You know, sometimes it just takes the amount of time we need, but you're right. If we could put a meeting for 3.5 hours, whatever gets done at the end, we don't give it the proper adjudication because we're all tired and our minds are not fresh. But I think we need, like I said, go with Cresswell as maybe a start, and then maybe each counselor, each one of us, pick out maybe one or two items out of another cities and bring it back to the group next time. Just some ways to pick up a lot of positives from all the ideas we had thrown our way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to take very long to read either, and I was sitting there for 2 hours because I kept reading and reading and reading, and then to compare, and I'd go back. And I agree with Ken. They all were good. There wasn't a bad one.
I do think we do need something for sure that's pretty clear on attendance.
Yes,
that's the big one. That is huge for me. It's like, If you're not here and it's unexcused, and a lot of times listening to some of the meetings in the last couple of years, it was never made known. You know, Counselor Senega is absent. Somebody called and she's absent. There'd just be somebody not here, and I couldn't understand that at all.
We used to follow with the state. It was you missed 3 meetings unexcused, and you were off.
Yep.
So what happened to that?
That's in our charter.
That's what I thought it was.
Yep.
So that's covered in that. So that's not.
So do I have this correct? Does charter supersede rules? Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks.
I thought that's what.
So that's not one that we have to. We just have to enforce that.
Is that in the charter?
It is
in the charter.
Yeah, it's in the charter. That's what I thought.
Excuse me. Does that include for committees too, for not showing up?
No, because of a committee. No, it's only in the actual meetings themselves.
I think it should be more written out then for even committees, because then that puts basically two people in the hot seat to try and decide what needs to be done.
Well, and couldn't you also put this in the policies? You know, with the absences and stuff, to make it, you know, it's in the charter, but to have it in our policies also.
It's in the charter saying if you're not here for a council meeting, you're off the council. So what would be the, I don't want to say punishment, but the consequence for not attending, let's say, 3 committee meetings?
I agree. Yes.
So what I'm hearing is, it's in the charter, as I felt I remembered that, as far as the city council meetings. But the council wants something in there, the same type of rule, but for the committees, right? For the standing committees.
Carrie,
okay?
Is that something that the city can say with by itself, the council establish itself, that if you miss 3 committee meetings, you're off the council? Can the council legally do that?
Well,
I would think you'd be off the committee, not the
council. Not off the council, but you could be off the committee.
There you go.
Yeah, off the committee.
I always thought that, because I heard someone say that the consequence should be the same, so I wanted to.
There you go. Yeah. It's like, because it's not, this is our job for however long we're here, and I think we need to take it very seriously. I mean, that's it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Two of my pet peeves that I've seen is everyone shows up on time. You're in your seat, you're ready to do business right at 6:30, not at the last minute. I mean, everyone in this room is giving up some of their time to be here, so it should be to show respect for everybody else on the council. You're here, you're ready to go, and you're not sitting doodling, staff or whoever doodling in a meeting. You're paying attention to what's going on.
I agree. See.
So that could potentially be addressed under that section 6 of the Cresswell rules, decorum and order. If you can either fine more specific language, or we could tailor, you know, so as you were saying, each counselor come forward next time we do this with a addition to what they'd like to see in Cresswell. That could be something that's added to section six.
Yeah, that, I have that marked.
Okay. Me too.
I do have a question. That I don't know for sure, so somebody, Jason probably can explain it. When a motion is made and a second is done, don't you just vote? I'm not used to, a motion is made, a second is made, and then you're asking for comments. I don't understand that part.
That's Robert's Rules of Order.
Well, it.
Yeah,
that's what we follow.
That's standard procedure. It sometimes is that the discussion precedes the motion, but it, in order to, you know, technically to discuss the motion on the table, it's motion, a second, any discussion, call for the vote.
Okay. It's like you've got, if you've gone that far, you know, that's was my only question, and I never.
From the flip, let's say someone makes a motion and it dies for lack of a second. You want to waste a lot of discussion on something that's not going to be voted on.
Yeah.
So you can look at it that way too.
Yeah. No, I just didn't understand it at all. So, okay.
Okay. So what I am hearing is we are each going to do further study on what we would like. Is that what we're doing? And then each one of us come back to another work session next month?
So what I believe I've heard tonight, and I'll kind of recap it for Carrie as well, is staff, we're going to take Cresswell's rules. We're going to format it more like Mount Angel or Harrisburg, but make changes to make sure that the Cresswell rules conform to the Junction City Charter. Mm-hmm. And in the interim, the council is going to bring back a couple of items they would like to see, whether it's from another set added into the Cresswell soon-to-be Junction City rules,
okay,
or something they want to see changed, better defined, like the discussion on attendance or paying attention in there, you know, something like that, back to the next work session. We will have the draft rules out earlier so people have more time to read them and see what they want to do and all that fun stuff that way. But that's what I understand with the direction at this point in time.
Okay. For listening to the discussion, I hear that for one, to be included in this, Carrie, is a something about at least a 24-hour notice for any meetings. Is that just emergency meetings?
That's emergency meetings, yeah.
Or emergency meetings, okay. That something in there about if you miss so many standing committee meetings, then you are off the committee. I think in that we need to know, how many meetings, and who is going to excuse someone and the enforcement of that. Then on agenda, council to put stuff on it, it should be if the counselors want it to be there, I guess. I'm not sure about exactly what I meant there, but anyway. I think, and also there should be a code of ethics for counselors, which there is a code in, I think it was Harrisburg's.
I think
in one of them there's something in, I think, in all of them. But
yeah, decorum and order was in Cresswell's, yeah. That was section six.
And then the other thing was a tie vote, but unless this council wants to go to a vote of the people,
yeah, no, you're not.
That one is out of there because that's in our charter. And the agendas, we need to prioritize the items. Not have so many of them, narrow them down, in other words, so our meetings are not so busy where we're just trying to get so many things done. So what we're saying is the second meeting of the month could be used to help with that, except during budget time. And we do the easy agenda items at a work session and then use like a half and half. I think we were agreed to disagree on having the time things on the agenda itself. The only one that I think is if we have a speaker, putting a time limit on their speaking might not be the most polite thing. But anyway, that's just my idea.
Madam Mayor?
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about when people calling in for about committee meetings, everyone knows who the chair is. It's not that hard to reach out to the chair because everybody's got an email now, or they can call Jason and Jason give them their phone number or whatever so they can reach out and say, hey, I'm not going to be here tonight. I really feel that's a consideration for everybody that's sitting up here tonight to do those sort of things.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you.
Yeah, that
that's could come under the decorum or the code of ethics. Whoever's running the meeting needs to keep an eye on the time and keep things moving and be conscious of the time also. As far as maybe using Cresswell, take their rules but apply them to Junction City and to our charter. Then there was the thing about the being on time for our meetings. And then we went over what the Robert's Rule of Order, which is a motion, a second, a discussion, and vote. Is there anything else? Did I miss anything in that recap? Okay. So I think we all have our work cut out for us, including you, Carrie, and you, Jason.
Madam Mayor, I have a question I wanted to ask Jason. So we're not taking everything at Cresswell's, we're just...
Using it as a basis.
As a basis, yeah, okay.
As a starting point, so that
right,
way...
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Jason.
Okay, thank y'all. That was a good discussion. So does anyone have, before we leave this, Ken, do you have anything? Councilor?
No, everything I have, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else before we go to the next item? If not, we have the city administrator evaluation process, and that I will turn over to Carrie.
I think that I'll just kind of parrot what Jason had said the prior time, but since this is his evaluation that's an issue. My understanding is that there was some information that Mark pulled together that's in your packet for you. You know the requirement from the contract to have an annual review. So we're trying to get this ready for, you know, next year sometime. And I think that he was anticipating you would have a similar discussion like you just had with the rules to say, what do we want this process to look like? And then give us direction. And then Mark Wolf of our office, I'll convey the direction to Mark and he can tighten up the materials to the extent needed to actually reflect the process you want to follow.
And we do want to make sure it's flagged that there are actually two different evaluations
in
this
here?
Package.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think in conversation is more looking saying, do you like one over the other? And do you want to make any modifications to it? So that way Mark can pull it all together and bring it back to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I did include a copy of the contract just in case anybody asked. So
I will, I guess we'll go one by one, or if someone wants to lead off as to which one of the evaluations that you prefer or questions that you might have in regard to them.
I had a question, of course. I always have a question. First of all, I think we needed more time to really, you know, look through these to pick out and maybe totally draft something that's different. But we were hoping to get some kind of an evaluation in this year because past councils failed to get it done for him. And that's not fair to Jason, or am I?
I was under the impression we were getting this ready to give Jason a review because it has not been done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I thought I heard Councillor Conley say for next year? Or did I misunderstand?
No, I wasn't at the last meeting, so if you guys have a different time schedule, I'm just referring to section 5 on page 4 of the contract. So I know at the minimum you wanted to do that, but if there's a desire to have one in the next couple months too, obviously move forward. And, you know, I know that it can be overwhelming to have these documents in front of you, which are, you know, two ways you could do the evaluation. What might be the first, an easy first step is to look at that initial page, the city administrator evaluation process, and just say, does that at least look right to you? Is that the process you want to follow? And then you can figure out which documents you want to use.
Okay.
So looking at this, I had a question on, is it just the council that will be evaluating Administrator Canope, or will something be given out to all the employees to evaluate?
I'm not comfortable with all employees. Can we maybe define that a little more narrowly?
I'm only asking because in previous cities I've worked at, all the employees were given a sheet to fill out for the city administrator.
Yeah, that's never happened in Junction City. Okay. What's happened is department heads.
Okay.
And I'm completely comfortable with that. But to give, let's say, a dispatcher in the police department whom I've never met, or maybe I've met for 15 minutes, to have them weigh in on my evaluation is not fair. I'm going to be honest. People I directly supervise, absolutely. 100% would agree, 110%. But people I don't supervise, I'm a little uncomfortable with that.
Carrie, I have a question. This is Beth Fiesig. In the employment agreement that for Jason, under Section 5 that you said, therefore, performance review shall take place annually during February of each year, and that's what you were referring to. But I don't think what I'm hearing from this council that they want to put it off because one hasn't been done every year. So I think we're looking at this fall, maybe October, or do you want to try and go for September?
No, I think we need to do October or November.
Yeah. Okay. I think October.
Okay. So now we need to decide which one of the, or if maybe neither one.
Madam Mayor, I want to flag one thing to Carrie. I don't see in here because the cities, we have our own format for doing evaluations. And as part of that is the acknowledgement section of that. And I'm not seeing that in this material. I would do an evaluation at the end. I would then give it to, and then I'd sign it. And then I would give it to the employee as part of we would review it, and then they would sign off saying, yes, I've received it, but just by acknowledging my receipt of it doesn't mean I agree with what's in here.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of an acknowledgement.
Right.
And I'm not seeing that in this documentation.
Yeah, this is Karen. I wasn't impressed with either one of them. I'm sorry. I just didn't like one of them.
Wait, I have, with what you're saying is, you're saying like an acknowledgement, yes, I acknowledge I received this, but I don't necessarily agree with it.
Correct.
So with that, I'm going to kind of go the opposite direction here. Employees of the city don't get that option in their reviews. They do?
Yes, they do. Absolutely, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yep. If you look at our standardized evaluation form, it has that right in there.
How long has that been in place?
2008, 10, somewhere right in there.
I don't recall that. I just want to make sure it's the same for every employee, no matter what position.
At one point in time, reserves were under their own.
No, this system. Was in a.
I'm just saying, the system, and we've standardized them to the rest of it. Some of the police-related stuff was not part of their city standardization that has since then been standardized, even though they should have been before. Does that make sense?
Okay, I just want to make sure it's the same for...
And that happened in 2014, 2015, somewhere in there.
Okay, same for every employee.
But yeah, we have one form that is everybody, whether you're a volunteer, whether you're a police officer, you work, you run the garbage truck, you're in the library, you have the exact same form.
Okay, that's, yeah. I just want to make sure that that's, it's the same.
Yep.
So, okay, I have a question on that. If the employees do an evaluation of you, who takes those evaluations and looks them over?
That would be the, in the past when that's happened, that's gone to the mayor's office. That the mayor collects done. Them and brings them back to the council. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm wondering if...
That hasn't been done, so...
Okay, yeah, well, that's...
Good to see them, but that's how they get, you know, Kitty would collect them, give them to the mayor, right. And the mayor would then pass them out to the
yeah.
council.
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering, I don't know, what am I wondering here? I wonder if they would feel, employees would feel intimidated if it was touched by...
Any of us?
Yeah, you know, could it...
Nowadays, I wouldn't recommend doing that because I've seen this, you know, they have an electronic system for doing this.
Oh, brother, yeah.
Where someone just, like, because I've gotten it before. I get the email, I go on online, fill it out, and then it gets tabulated just as strict results that doesn't have anything like personal information, like, you know, well, Jason
right.
said.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
a, here's the results.
Yeah.
So.
I have a question what y'all talking about. The employee, you talking about employees' evaluation or Jason's evaluation?
Employees weighing in on my evaluation.
Wait, okay, yeah. All right. I just want to clarify that. Carrie, I have a question. This is Bev. We have I have in front, I think everybody probably does, the employment agreement that Jason signed when he came on in 2015. And under that is performance evaluation. Isn't it a brief, wrong, if we don't follow what's in here already? I mean, I know it hasn't been done in the past and we can't go back and do anything. But this says that we need to do it in February of each year annually. And we want to start doing it correctly. So can we do this in before February? Is my question.
If I agree to it, Carrie, wouldn't that allow if we did something in writing that I signed on saying I agree to it? Would that address
it? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I always read these as a minimum. You know, at a minimum, you're going to do this. Jason's facilitating this. He's working with you and he can acknowledge whatever's produced to him. So I don't think you're limited.
Yeah, okay. And I would be happy to sign something that says the council's evaluation in October, November of 2021 is in lieu of the evaluation of February 2022. So that way we get back on schedule and then we're
right.
on February from there going forward.
Or we evaluate you again in February.
What's that?
Or we evaluate you again in February.
Yeah, that's we got to make up for the past council's mistakes.
You're all the ones doing the work, so if you want to do it twice in a couple of months, I'm happy to.
My, I just wanted to make sure that legally we're doing things mm-hmm. the right way. So,
yeah,
and it sounds like that Jason's plenty is going to work with us on this. So, if we can get something in place like that in writing, I think it would be better for everyone. Okay. And so, I heard. I want to know: do we not like what was put in front of us for evaluation, or do we need to, is there something else? Do we need to come back with something different?
Can I weigh in just a gosh, if I may, Madam Mayor?
Yeah.
One thing that both of these miss that, how do I put this? Quite frankly, giving me numbers on a piece of paper doesn't mean much of anything to me, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be honest. Having a discussion where we come up with goals of what we want to accomplish going forward, having that kind of a frank discussion, kind of like what Melissa did with the council at the time.
Yeah.
I forget what year that was, but having that discussion, that was a lot more fruitful than just giving me numbers on a piece of paper and saying, here you go. So with whatever, because even like now in today's employer standardized evaluation, we set goals. You know, the supervisor works with the staff, you know, whoever that staff member is, comes up with a couple, supervisor has their list, you know, and their list of goals. And to me, that's the most beneficial piece of any evaluation is that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because numbers are subjective, and it's sometimes, it doesn't always let you reflect what you really want to see happen or do or whatever. So I think having a discussion piece is a lot more valuable to me than numbers. So I'll throw that out there.
Yeah, the only thing I could see is that it would give us a basis to start discussion. I'm not saying that I'm far against. I'm just saying that we need something to start, somewhere to start a discussion.
Pardon me, maybe I should have been a little more clear. I think we need to add another section to whatever one of these you guys just shoot with that lets us do that. I'm not saying in place of, I mean in addition to. That's all I'm saying, is that we need one, another section.
Okay.
Like we have on our standardized evaluation.
Okay. Well, we could also just put check mark instead of putting a number or whatever. Use one of these and go through and, for instance, you know, we think diligent through, you know, check mark. And that would give us an idea if majority of us didn't check one particular area, it would mean that's something that we do need to discuss, that's something you need to work on, rather than having a number assigned to it.
With these evaluations too, I mean, honestly, when I look at these, I like the second one from a formatting standpoint than I do the first one, because it allows for each and every one for someone to leave comments saying, hey, I didn't like how XYZ went, or, you know, I really liked how ABC went.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having that, those some concrete examples from my standpoint helps me understand, okay, hey, you know, you guys want to see more of this rather than that, versus just whether it's a check mark, whether it's a number, that's not going to give me that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with whatever you guys do, making sure to take time to fill in the comments part is really, really key, I think.
I appreciate your input, Jason.
I'm sorry.
But this isn't really your decision. This is the council's decision.
I apologize.
Okay. So I need to hear from the council on it.
I would like to say that makes plenty of sense to me, because words speak louder than the numbers, and adding or dividing or whatever this 5 was with numbers that doesn't tell you what we're looking for or what we're after.
So how do we go in going along with that vein, then how do you suggest if we don't use, don't put check marks, if we don't put anything, but just use, okay, discussion, professional skills and status, for instance. Do we just go from that? We've got to have some sort of a format. We've got to have something. Otherwise, we could be here for days. We need to have something set in place.
Well, Madam Mayor,
mm-hmm.
The second one is a more complex draft for evaluation. And just putting a check is not going to, I think it should be a number 1 through 5, because we could use part of this on the first one where it has, you know, excellent, above average, average, below average, and poor.
Yeah.
We could put that on this and go that way, and then still, because there's still to write your comments, how you feel things are done. But this is such a more easier format to go with this than the other one.
The second one?
Okay, so you're talking about the second evaluation, but use the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Combine them, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So use the numbers from the first one, but use the format of the second one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, how does the rest of the council feel about that?
Madam Mayor?
Yes, Council Royal. Yes.
I think that's kind of forming a hybrid model, and that's what I was going to suggest. And even though I'm going to mirror what Jason said, I'm going back all the years I spent evaluating my pharmacists. And you have to put in writing, as the appraiser, what I think you're doing right and what I think you can do better. But we also need to ask you, as the one being appraised, what do you feel your strengths are? What do you think your weaknesses are? Because we both may be 180 degrees away, or we may be right together. So I think we need that written input from both staff, which would be Jason, and we, the council, as the appraisers. And I also think that acknowledgement form that was mentioned right out of the chute is mandatory, because you can give me a written appraisal. If I don't sign it, I'll just go back and you want to fire me, and you say, well, here, we gave you three things to improve on. You did a squat. And I'll say, where did I sign that? I never was given that appraisal. And I could be lying, right? I could be. But if the signatures are there, you have the signature of the employee, the signature of the mayor, or whoever administers the appraisal, I think you're going to have a much better output. You're going to have much better input from everybody else. Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you. So this would be, because the only appraisal we do is, as a council, is the city administrator. Otherwise, we're interfering in the running of the city. We don't do the others. That's their job.
Correct.
So what you're saying is no. Are you saying no? Use a form or what?
I agree with Councilman Westberg. Use a hybrid. You know, use the Wonders Awful. Take the number or rating off the first group, and then the written part off the second group.
Okay.
And so we would use a hybrid of those. And then we would also use that acknowledgement form so that the administrator and city council signs off, so that we're all in agreement.
Oh, okay. I guess I just automatically thought we would be doing that. But thank you for calling me on it, because, yeah, I think definitely the employee has to have, in this case, the city administrator. We want his input in that when we do this, you know, for him to say, you know, what he thinks he might need to work on or what his strengths are. And definitely, you know, acknowledgement. It's not trying to put him on the hot seat. We're trying to just represent the citizens of Junction City and do our job, which we apparently have been falling down on. So how does everyone else feel about using the second one but doing it with the 5-4-3-2-1? And there is in there general comments. There is something about management and staff, but that wouldn't apply in this case.
Well, this is Karen. I think that Sid had a good idea of combining both of them, where there's the numbers and then, but separately, I don't like either one of them. Together, you know, kind of pick and choose, yes.
I think, you know, it's kind of, we could just sit, I mean, we could sit down right now and go through each one of these, but really, like, we need to hear, in my opinion, we need to hear from Jason. I want to know, like, you know, what do you think you're doing well at?
Yeah.
You know, what,
oh, yeah.
You know, definitely. We need to hear from him, because I'm not here every day. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I can say I call him, and if he doesn't answer, he returns my phone call fairly quickly. Like, that's really all.
Yeah. 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 It's on the phone.
Yeah. That should be on.
So,
right?
Yeah, I think we need to, we need to hear something from Jason. I want to kind of know, what have you accomplished, and what, like, where well, do you think you've done, you know, I guess we just need to hear from him.
And I think that Jason kind of said that. He
yeah.
said
yeah.
conversation is, communication is huge.
Yeah.
He needs to, we need to be honest and communicate with him, and he needs to be the same with us. And so...
So what I'm...
Verbal is huge. Yep.
What I'm hearing is we go with the second of these presented evaluations, but use the 5-4-3-2-1 on them. And, of course, always have Jason, we would ask him what he feels are his strengths for the job, what are his weaknesses, what he might be think he needs to work on. And then an acknowledgement form that is signed and given to him and goes into, you know, his file. Is that wrong?
Well, I think that we're saying that we didn't want to have this ready by September, that we wanted to look and maybe do just a little bit more. That's what I was hearing. I don't know. Maybe I'm hearing it wrong.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's what I was asking before. Did y'all want to try and do it like October, November? Or do you want to wait until and do what his contract says, which is February?
I don't want to wait till February. I don't think it's fair to Jason.
We have another work session in a month, and that gives us time to maybe say, oh, maybe this is a good idea, or oh, maybe this one is not. A little more time to go over it. I read it all once already, but I was just, my eyes are crossed when I got done. But
okay, then what I'm hearing, well, Carrie, do you hear what I think about the use the second one and apply a number system to it? And then also, we want to hear, of course, naturally from, if anyone's ever done evaluations, you always, the whoever you're evaluating always has input. And we don't want it to be confrontational. We want it to be, you know, finding out his strengths, his weaknesses, and anything that we, you know, applaud him on and what we think maybe could be worked on a little bit better. And, of course, naturally giving an acknowledgement form.
We're not doing anything to be confrontational. We just want to do it right.
No, I don't want anything like this to be. No one ever wants their performance evaluation to be confrontational. So,
well, nobody has that, but I think we want to do it correctly, I guess is what I'm saying. And
so, Carrie, can you come back with us to our next work session in September with something that meets all that criteria?
Yes, so I had two follow-up questions, and the first you just answered, because we could have stuff that meets with the direction I just heard, and Jason could distribute to each of you so you could actually in September conduct the evaluation.
No.
But if you just want to see the modified forms in September and then take, you know, conduct the evaluation after that, that's fine. And then the second piece I think I'm hearing is you've actually just sort of laid out your city administrator evaluation process. Right now we are settling on the forms. Part of the form is going to be a self-evaluation. Part of the form is going to have an employee acknowledgement. And part of the process is going to be each counselor filling out a form and then maybe compiling it or maybe going over their individual forms with Jason in a discussion type format.
No.
An executive session unless he asks for it to be in public session. Is that all right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Are y'all, that's what I have in
Karen,
mind.
Karen, go ahead. I've been talking, so I'll let you go first.
So is there anybody else, any questions from the counselors?
So, Carrie, what you're going to do is you're going to come back with a modified evaluation form combining both of these. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That part I got. I'm not sure that I understand exactly about Jason evaluating himself and then coming back, and then I don't understand any of that.
Well, can I answer that, Carrie? If you're asking whoever the employee is, and you're asking them, what do you think your strengths are, what do you think your weaknesses are, that's That's an answer to what you're saying right
well,
there.
I know that. I agree with that, but I think that...
So he's not evaluating himself. What he's saying what he believes is to be his strengths and his weaknesses. We're not asking him to evaluate himself, but I guess if you could look at it that way. Carrie, so you understand what the council wants, and so we will come back to it. Yes. Wait, one more question.
I just want to, I'm so confused. Okay.
You and me both, Kim.
Okay, so an evaluation shouldn't be a whole lot different than, like, except for maybe scoring things or whatever you want to do, however you choose to do it, than an interview. At an interview, you go in and you sell yourself to the business because you want to get hired. An evaluation. What does Jason want from an evaluation? A raise, a promotion. You've got the best promotion you can probably get here. You've got the position. But, you know, like, whatever you would get from that raise. So we need to hear from Jason, not how to sell himself, but this is what I did, and this is why I deserve this.
Yes.
And so... I guess if that's like a self-evaluation, I just want to make sure I have the right...
Well, that's what, when you say, when you ask him, what do you think that you bring, strengths that you bring, you know, mm-hmm. and what are your weaknesses? And in essence, that's what we are doing, is we are to each one of us saying, going through on this, we're just doing it on a form, what we think his strengths are, what we think his weaknesses are. And then we put all of that together. And then, okay, we all agree. Really, you know, maybe you don't answer as an example, which is one that doesn't happen. You don't answer our telephone company calls quick enough. You know, say, okay, we need to work on that, Jason. You know, that, like I say, that's a poor example. But, and then it acknowledges that, and we acknowledge it. We're not, like I say, it's not meant to be confrontational. It's meant to be trying to work so that he can do the best job he can for the council and for the city of Junction
right.
City.
And it's already probably going to be intimidating enough to sit here in front of all of this. And
well, that's the reason why I told him that he needed to excuse himself or whatever, because, yeah.
I just want it to be, I want it to be... done correctly. I want it to be fair, and like, is this, and maybe Jason or Carrie can answer this, is this similar to what other cities use to evaluate their city administrator?
There you go.
Is this appropriate for a city administrator's evaluation?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. We gave you two examples of forms that have been used. We have 100 others. I think the goal here was just to give you simpler ones, and then setting the process usually involves executive session, like I was saying, in a discussion about the compiled sheet. So nobody's individual comments are identifiable, but all of the comments have been compiled together, and then you can go over them with him. And he can go over his own, you know, thoughts, responses. I call it a self-evaluation, but yes, it's the strengths and weaknesses that he sees in his own performance.
Okay, because I want him to have his you know, time to shine, come in and tell us, like, this is what I have done, this is what I have accomplished, this is you know, what I am the most proud of as being the city administrator that I've been able to do. I could use, you know, focus a little more attention on this and this, whatever, but I think it's important that we hear from him. And we give a fair and fighting chance. I don't know what else to.
That's what do you and like I say, back to conversation is huge.
Yeah.
Communication.
Speaking personal, I've done evaluations like this or been on a board for like the Lane ESD director, LCC's president. And this type of format, it's never one. What you're trying to do is help him do the best job he can, possibly can, and that's what they all are. and it's not meant to be. It's just we're trying to come up with something. We have to have something to go by, and that's what Carrie's going to work on, right, Carrie? Carrie, did we lose you?
Are you drinking a beer?
At this point, it is easily me that can help through this, but I just want you to know Mark Wolf is the primary personnel employment person. That's who generated these documents. So it will be me relaying to him what you want to see, or it will just be me doing it.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right. Does anybody have anything else to add? Jason, you got anything you want to add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. We will...
Ma'am?
Yes.
I just have one thing to add. I don't know how many people on this call have had been fortunate enough to do appraisals, but if I'm going to tell you something right now, it's going to be the hardest goddamn thing you've ever done.
Yep.
Right.
And I know,
it's not easy.
I'm not trying to scare you. It's going to take, to do one appraisal, I bet it's going to take each of us 6 to 8 hours to do, Jason. And darn it, that's what he deserves. We need to do it right. We need to take the time and do it right. And it's really not fair because we're trying to catch up for so many years. But if we just do the first one right, and then going forward from that, we're only going to appraise him on a year window. Every year, we'll only be looking at the past 12 months. And nobody said life was easy, and nobody said a lot of things were easy, but every one of us can do it, I know, because that's why we're here. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, and that's what we signed up for, right? unless anyone has anything else to add on that or make Jason even more uncomfortable, we'll move on to the review of the committee bylaws. And... yeah, I've lost mine. Is that going to be... Jason, you or Carrie or who?
This one is based on a This is a request to have this agenda item request form. There you go, that's the phrase I was looking for. From Councilor Washburn to look at the committee bylaws. They haven't been looked at in a while. I've attached them to the resolution. 1158 is the exhibit A of the resolution that I attached. And that's really kind of all I've got, so.
Okay.
The only thing, this is Carrie, if I could jump in.
Yes.
The only thing I would add to that is that to the extent that the council was discussing how they want committee attendance and appointment to be governed, that would not be in the council rules. That would be in these bylaws. So I just want to clarify that you have the power to make that change, but we want it in the committee rules, not council rules.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say that over again.
There was a conversation during the council rule discussion regarding not only attendance of council meetings, but also attendance at committee meetings.
Oh, okay.
And since this governs the committees, this is where that language would go.
Okay, I understand. Did everybody else understand?
Understand it. Can we make an amendment to it tonight, or is this a work session or not?
No, this is a work session.
So at this point, if the council wants to see changes, you would give them to staff. We would prepare the changes and bring it back to the council at a regular meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Now, tonight is just a work session.
So we can give you the changes tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's super important that for our committees that we have attendance, because we're just doing a disservice to the others on the committee and to the community and to the staff that have to be here for it if we're not present. And we ran for our position saying that we would be here and we would, you know, do what we're supposed to do, be here, be on time, and whatever. You know, it's one thing if you need to, like Councillor Wells has had to call in for a few. He's still here. He's still participating, and that's what's most important. So I think, yeah, the three missed meetings, unexcused, and you're off the committee, and the mayor can reappoint or whatever we need to do, but...
Yeah, I agree, Andrea. I think that it's happened over the years several times, and it's never... I think it's one of those things nobody wants to deal with, but the bigger this city gets, our responsibility gets to be more and more and more. And this is a huge job, and we have to do what people are asking us to do. And attending committee meetings is one of those jobs. And I agree.
And I have personally sat on those committee meetings where we did not have, and we do now have, a vice chair for the committees in place now. And so that otherwise we sat there and we weren't able to have a meeting, basically, because people were missing in action. So I think it's important so that we can continue to conduct business and keep things running smoothly.
Okay. So we are, yeah, Carrie, you're right. That's where this would go, the attendance and being on time. Is there anything else?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, Sid.
Yes.
I think we're on the same wavelength. Yes.
My biggest thing is public comment needs to be in all committee, everything. Because if we don't listen to the citizens, how are we going to know what their thoughts are? Because when you say you don't want public comment, what are you hiding from the public? And we are here to represent the citizens, to work for them. And if we don't ask them what their comments are, what they're thinking, we don't have a clue.
We don't let them participate.
Because they don't have a crystal ball to know what everybody's thinking.
And it's their money, the city...
I think it's really important to make them feel comfortable. People feel comfortable at committee meetings.
And maybe we would have people here.
Okay, so I'm hearing attendance, on time, and public comment, but not from, if there's anyone other than the three counselors there, the other counselors couldn't make comments because that would make a quorum.
What?
No.
Yeah, it would.
Two people support.
No, I just said, I didn't understand you.
No, no. If you have three counselors there on the committee, and if a fourth counselor shows up to listen to them, you can listen, but you can't make any comments because then you've got a quorum there.
Okay, and that's, I understand that part. And then Jason said, as long as you speak, not as a counselor, you speak as somebody of the public or something.
What we've done in the past is... had, you'll see it on some of the committee agendas, that it'll be like, let's say, the Finance and Judiciary Committee and a potential quorum of the Budget Committee, for example. And I think it even says, and City Council.
Uh-huh.
So my understanding is that if you advertise it that way and then a fourth person wants to participate, it then shifts mode gears and it's no longer a Budget Committee meeting, it's now a council meeting, basically. And then that person can then participate. That's my understanding. I may not have it 100% correct, Carrie. I'm looking to see if...
Carrie, I know in checking with on this with the state, they said if whatever number that you have on your, you know, your council, whoever is leading your city, if it's five, then you can't have three. If you have seven, then you can't have four. Because outside of a regular advertised meeting, that is. So am I wrong in that? Because if a counselor goes to a committee meeting and they're not on that committee and they start to speak, then that gives you four, and that is a quorum. And the other three counselors haven't got any input into a meeting.
Aren't they coming as the public, though?
They're coming in as a private citizen.
Yeah, but once you're elected, you're a counselor, especially if you go to a meeting. There's no way you can differentiate between the not. I'm going by what I was told when I called the state because this came up before.
So the way we try to protect against that problem, so the mayor's right. My I think public perception is that when you and any of you elected officials are out speaking publicly, it's really hard for a private citizen to think. So, and I apologize for the sirens in the background. But it's really hard for a private citizen to see you as anything other than speaking in your counselor capacity. And so the way, as Jason outlined, what we've done to protect the city in the past, and Kitty does this routinely, is that every committee meeting also has a potential quorum of the council. So you're giving that required, legally required notice. And the second that a counselor does chime in and start talking, which usually isn't just one comment, it evolves into a discussion, and you have a council quorum, then you have a notice council meeting happening right then.
Okay.
So the problem with that, so we're meeting the legal requirements, but the practical implication then is that other counselors who aren't there may miss out on some significant discussion that ultimately then is resolved that night. It's announced to the rest of the council at a meeting, and you know, then you have a quorum of the council who are voting together without the rest of the public or counselors really understanding the discussion that went behind that. So I always caution individual counselors, if you do go to a planning commission meeting, if you do go to one of your standing committee meetings, it's better to not participate, but just to be there and learn so that then you have your own thoughts you can contribute in the council, the proper council meeting. It's not a legal prohibition, it's just my best practices advice.
Okay. Yeah, but that I understand.
So basically what you're saying is
you can't, if you're
you can come to the meeting, just kind of sit on your hands and keep quiet. But if you have questions, you can bring it back to a regular council meeting.
Right. Because your committee always reports, right? You have your committee liaison, your committee chair, they'll report, and then as a counselor you can say, hey, that raises these questions for me. And that discussion then can properly occur in under that proper agenda item in your council meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Carrie.
I have a question on that. Actually, weren't you talking about taxpayers and not necessarily counselors when you said about the speaking?
Well, public, yeah, it should be the taxpayers should be able to talk at all,
not counselors.
From a staff standpoint, we took this as two separate issues, so we still have...
Oh, good, okay, because I was like, did I...
So what I'm hearing is we need to have included what we said before about the attendance and being on time. And do we want included in this the fact that the public, okay, oh yeah. The third is that public can comment in the standing committees. Okay.
May I ask a clarification question?
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry.
So when I hear saying having each committee having public comment, what that means to me, and so I can tell me if it needs to be different, is like in a council meeting, having like the fourth or fifth agenda item, public comments for items not listed on the agenda, having that as a standard item on every committee agenda.
But I'd like to take it a little step further in that when you're having your committee meetings, if something is brought up at the end where the public can ask their questions on whatever. So I feel like they're being left out right now. I really do. Because if we don't have, like I said, if we don't have public comment, I don't know what Jason's thinking.
I do.
Not after tonight, I don't think so.
I'm just saying, I want to know what they're thinking, what their thoughts are, because we work for them.
Not necessarily like items not on the agenda, but
it's
just like
on the agenda.
But like public comment in general, because I don't want somebody to be like, well, I was going to come in and say, that community development committee is really doing a fantastic job, and then they don't feel like they can talk about some of that because it's not specific.
Because that's going to be a little awkward to say, having for every item, basically public comment for every item. So what about, and I'm trying to find a middle ground here, so if this doesn't work, tell me it doesn't work. But instead of saying for public comment for items not listed on the agenda, how about just saying public comment?
Yeah.
And having a block of time, whether it's at the beginning or the end, and, you know, wherever you guys think it would work best, and just having that as an item saying public comment.
There you
go. Whether it's for something on the agenda, whether it's for something they'd like to see on a future agenda.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I think it'd be better on the other end, at the end.
I was gonna say at the end, yeah, definitely.
That way they could talk about, if we talked about something, they could give their input, or they could say, hey, we would like this on the agenda.
I got one minor suggestion. Could we maybe look at putting it before the agenda forecaster review?
There you go.
That'd be perfect.
So that way if something comes up in that public comment, it can go right into the forecaster.
Perfect. Perfect.
So what I'm hearing is we will have public comment in the standing committees. And we will have it at the end of the agenda. It's only on agenda items only. And but have it before the agenda forecaster, but at the end of the meeting.
Yep. So what I'll do to make this change, if this change you're asking for is not in the committee bylaws, it's actually in the whole agenda process or resolution. So I will make the changes to when we need to change the committee template. So I'll bring that back separately to get that one change. That's not in the bylaws. Does that make sense to everybody?
Okay, is this the public comment, is that something that needs to go before the council during a regular session?
It will as part of the modification to the template. That'll come back for the council as a new resolution.
Along with the attendance thing.
Yep.
Okay.
It'll just be two documents, not one. That's all I would
say. And included that, because there's not anything in here about when they meet. Should that be included as to when they, because the one committee changed theirs to the last
Thursday.
Last Thursday of the month. And it needs to be part of that.
To page 203, Article 3, Section 1.
Okay. See, this is where my glasses would have come in handy. No, that's okay. But can we add that because that one committee has changed?
No, it says right here, the standing committee shall meet at a frequency designated by the chair, but not less than quarterly.
Okay, so you don't want the exact days or anything?
No, I'd rather let the committee decide when it meets, as long as it's at least once a quarter.
Okay.
Alrighty.
One more question?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
No, just wanted to get clear, we took, Counselor Karen said something about, Counselor Karen, okay, about the people that are absent, that we're going to, are we going to make that where it's stated so we, the council, know whether it's excused or not?
Yes, it's going to be, there's going to be, it's going to be in the procedure and bylaws of the city council. Advisory committees, which are the standing committees.
So I was wondering, do we have a reason for our empty chair tonight?
I don't know of one. I didn't get...
No.
That would be an exception.
I did not check my cell phone, though, so it could have.
Oh, it's a little late.
So I don't know.
But Jason, you didn't hear. You haven't
heard nothing. Okay.
And I would assume it would be the same amount of meetings as that we have in our regular meetings. Which
in our city charter.
But that'd be three.
Staff, we'll just mirror what's in for council.
Okay.
We'll just mirror that into the committee.
How hard would it be, before we get off that subject, to make it, okay, that you need to contact the mayor or contact you and also contact the chair the chair of that committee?
We've all got,
you know,
chair.
Well, if someone's not going to be here.
Well, yeah, just chair about it.
I think it would be better to contact the
city. We'll put something in that, you know, to give you guys some options to look at for that.
Because it's like I didn't check my cell phone since this morning, so, you know, could have some big, I think it'd be better to have them
contact
the city.
Myself or Kitty, so then, you know, we would then be able to let the...
It makes the most sense.
That makes more sense.
And if I didn't get, if somebody didn't answer the, say you didn't answer my call and I was sick, I would then get ahold of somebody else anyway, just common sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, anything else? If not, I think we're through for the night, peoples. and I am going to adjourn this work session of the Junction City City Council on this Tuesday, August the 24th, 2021, at 8:05. And thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie.
Oh, you're welcome.